building over there. That's the rotunda.
Well, let's see what's inside. Look at that.
Man, that's one big round table.
And look at all the flags.
Flanders? Hello?
Yes, Captain.
Where are you now?
We've just entered the rotunda.
I can see the rotunda from here.
There's a big round table and a lot of flags set all around it.
Do you recognize the flags?
Well, I don't. Do you, Jack?
No, can't say that I do.
Describe the flags.
Well, they aren't stars or stripes or maple leaves or animals or even family crests.
They're all gears.
Round gears?
Pretty much, but each one is different.
Are they cogwheels?
From what I can see, yes, all the gears do have teeth.
Keep looking. I will join you soon. Ciao.
Mojo, do you think these are the flags of the archipelago?
Well, we've only been on two other islands, and I don't recall seeing any flags.
I want to find Claudine. When she's alone with Andola, it makes me nervous.
Oh, you don't have to worry about Claudine. It's her invisible friend you want to watch out for.
Oh, God, not Colette.
Uh-huh. She's Miss Mischief.
You know, if she ever grew up, she'd make a perfect wicked witch.
You ought to try to make peace.
Well, you get along with her, right?
Well, that's because I'm a nice guy.
Well, that you are. And here they are.
Jack? Andola said that this was a clockwork kingdom.
It kept order in the archipelago.
When the clock stopped, the islands floated out of time.
What does floated out of time mean?
I think she means out of sync.
The islands drifted apart.
And what of the automata? Andola, did you wind one up last night?
Did I wind up the devil? I did not.
Well, someone had a key.
Each is a key to the other. Wind one, and it will wind the others.
How do you know this?
I am mechanical. I know.
But they need a key.
They can't self-wind, can they?
I think not.
Last night, someone wound up the devil?
Yeah. Unless he had a little wind still left in him.
You know, there was so much dust. You could see that he hadn't moved in decades.
But why would the devil move now?
I think one key fits them all. Now, over here, it's a fortune teller with a crystal ball. Come on, Captain, take a look at her back.
That is where you insert the key?
They need a gear-shaped key.
The key must have the exact number of teeth, or it will not fit.
Unless we find a key, I don't think we're ever going to wind one up.
But you say the devil did move, yeah?
He took a few steps, but that was when we weren't around.
We'll keep an eye on him. Like they say, better the devil you know than the devil you don't. You know, if this whole island is a mechanical clock, then the real clock is probably beneath the city.
You mean the clockworks are inside the island?
Yeah, but the question is, how do we get down in there?
When we were flying over, there were a couple of buildings that stood out.
The campanile and the rotunda.
And there was one other. It looked like a crown.
And a corona?
The kind you wear on your head, you know.
I mean like for winding a watch.
I did not see a crown.
Oh, you mean the stem.
No, no, no. They call it a crown because it looks like a crown.
Okay, whatever. Come on, lead the way.
Who is he?
He is the wizard.
What is beneath his hat?
His head.
What is inside his head?
Clockwork.
Can we wind him up like a clock?
We could, if we had the key.
Does every automaton have its own key?
We think one key will fit all.
A master key?
Yes.
Who is the holder of the key?
We don't know.
Then where will we look?
Everywhere.
Exactly.
There it is.
Yeah. You know, it does resemble a crown.
I believe it is symbolic.
You don't think we can wind up a city with this?
The buildings are merely symbols of a clockwork city.
Well, there are steps circling down inside.
Flanders, I believe you are right. A real clockwork resides within.
Oh, man. Look at all this. It's like a city of gears down here.
Oh, see the springs? The cogwheels? They are gigantish.
Yeah, you can say that all right.
Man, look at these teeth. 10 feet tall.
They are called sprockets. See this? Here, bevel gears. Over there, pinion gears. And here we have ring gears. Oh, and over there even worm gears.
Well, there certainly are a lot of gears.
I wonder what kind of key did they use to wind up a city.
Oh, it would take the hand of God.
Yeah, I'll bet it was god-awful loud.
Can you imagine when this thing struck midnight? It'd knock you right off your feet.
Why did it stop? Did it break down?
Well, who could repair this? No one but the hand of God.
Captain, you're not serious.
No. I speak metaphorically.
That evening, back on the Illuminato.
Okay, there's a lot of theories about time circling around. You know how someone like the Dalai Lama can decide when and where they're going to be reborn, and then the monks go looking for him? Well, in the Kabbalah, they say time isn't linear, and maybe you can will yourself to be reborn in an earlier time and then change history.
You mean like make certain Hitler will never be born? Or if he is, snuff him.
Well, that's the idea.
But if that were possible, someone would have done it by now.
Well, they may have. But that reality has spun off into a parallel universe.
Wait a minute. Who is Hitler?
Wait, you don't... Oh, of course. It didn't happen in your time, did it?
But he was bad and he was mad.
There is a problem with this thinking, Mojo. When you are reborn, you forget everything. You begin again with a clean slate.
Well, almost clean. There may be a couple of smudges.
What I'm saying, maybe this clock wasn't just measuring linear time. Or even cyclical time. Maybe it was creating its own time.
You know, Andola believes the clock held these islands together.
Do dreams have their own time?
Do you speak of dream time?
No, not the Aboriginal dream time. Though that's a cool way of seeing things. I'm talking about how our dreams exist within their own dream time.
Yeah, and since we're living within a dream, maybe this clock could control time within that dream?
Mm-hmm, I see what you're saying. But I do not believe the great clock can control or create time. Perhaps it simply kept time and kept order.
Well, my dreams certainly have their own strange time, and they sure could use a little order.
Well, I'll drink to that.
Me too. Yep. Some more.
Ujiwa.
Skull.
So you are toasting without us?
Now we toast the order of the universe.
We should also toast the great clockmaker.
Yeah.
Well, how about the lords of chaos?
No. Let's toast to the body clock.
Well, what is that?
Inside every living creature, there is a 24-hour clock.
The body clock regulates the biochemical and physiological processes within us.
Yes, it's the 24th cycle exists within all living things. It is called the circadian rhythm.
Does it chirp?
Jack, you're thinking of cicadas.
Oh, right. Well, here's to the body clock.
Zum wohl!
Avat sante!
Ching-ching!
Oh, uji-wa-wa!
Claudine, I'm going to spend the night down on the island.
By yourself? Are you an outdoorsman, Mr. Flanders?
Not particularly.
It may be a little damp and dewy sleeping on the ground.
Well, I wasn't planning to sleep.
But, Jack, what can you see at night that you cannot see during the day?
Things are moving around down there, and I think they're only doing it at night.
Well, is this not dangerous?
I sure hope not.
Mojo, are you going with Jack?
It's news to me, but I don't want to miss this.
Flanders. You must take my Mauser M712 Schnellfeuer.
No, Captain, I think I'd rather not.
Then the two of you will stay together.
Well, we can cover more ground separately, right?
At least you must take my Funksprechgerät.
Your talkie-walkie.
You can talk to each other.
Jack, I want to go with you.
No. It's better if we have fewer people.
Fräulein, You can monitor their movements from up here, yeah?
Will I be able to talk to them?
Of course.
Then I'm not going to sleep either.
Jack Mojo, do not leave yet. I will make you a thermos of fresh espresso.
Yeah, Contessa's frischer espresso, natürlich.
Contessa's espresso. That ought to hit the spot.
Man, a couple shots of that, my eyes will be so big, I'll be strutting in the city, dancing in the dark, and tossing twinkles to the stars.